This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 167 for Wednesday, December 1st. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was mixed Wednesday morning, seeing some consolidation after yesterday's sell-off. Canola up 80 cents to down $2. The nearby January contract, it's up 80 cents at $987.90 per ton. March, it's steady at $960. Canola was said to be due for a profit-taking correction from a chart standpoint, which contributed to yesterday's sharp losses, but the underlying fundamentals of tight supplies do remain supportive. Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil were both higher overnight, while the European rapeseed market was mixed. However, soy oil has taken back most of its overnight gains as the day session gets underway. Statistics Canada releases updated production estimates on Friday, with average guesses calling for a downward revision to the already small crop projection. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are mixed, while wheat also mixed. The grains and oilseeds are taking a breather after yesterday's losses. Crude oil was higher in early activity, and that provided some underlying support for the ag futures. Soybeans trading to both sides of unchanged. The January contract holding on to a quarter cent increase at 12.17.5 per bushel. While damage was done from a chart standpoint yesterday, the selling was thought to be overdone, and that left room for a modest correction. In addition, there are enough weather issues starting to materialize in South America to keep some caution in the futures. La Nina weather patterns are developing, and that could influence the growing season. Corn, it is trading to both sides of unchanged, but the front month's a bit firmer. March up 2.5 cents at 570 per bushel. The USDA announced private export sales of 150,000 tons of corn to Colombia this morning. Wheat, it is mixed. Chicago up 0.5 cents in the March contract at 787.75. Kansas City down 7.75 cents in March at 814.5. Minneapolis spring wheat down a penny in the March contract at 10.09 per bushel. Forecasts call for relatively dry conditions across the U.S. plains over the next 2 weeks, and that may raise drought concerns in the region. Meanwhile, there's more rain in the forecast for Australia, and that could hamper harvest progress and cut into the quality of that country's large crop. Opinions are divided on the size of Canada's wheat crop ahead of Friday's report. While there is anecdotal talk that yields may have ended up better than earlier expectations in some cases, the amount of abandonment and lost acres is unknown. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, December 1st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.